2078 Canyon and Highway 26, or Highway 217, sorry.
Hey, 2078. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay. I'm glad to hear that you're able to get going. So I hope you have a good night out there. I do want to chat with you real quick about that rebar that you said you tripped over. Where exactly is that located? I want to get that cleaned up, okay? 2078, did you copy?
I'm so sorry. I'm not even pushing the button and I'm talking to you because I'm sitting here. I feel like I'm getting stiffer and stiffer. It's right in the shadow of the step at night. I've seen it in the daytime, but I just forgot, you know, forget it's there when you don't see it. But it's towards the corner of the cement pad where the big garbage cans are, and maybe 2 feet from the corner, and it is about 8 inches long, bent over. Almost flat with the ground, but not quite.
Okay, so where exactly, okay, in relation to... I mean, to the garbage cans, but we're in relation, like, to the break room, to Lombard, or to that little footbridge, is this?
Okay, it would be to the side. If you're leaving the transit center and going over the footbridge, it would be to the left of the footbridge. And, it would be, there's a pad up there to the left of the footbridge, and there's two giant garbage cans. It would be on the front side of it as you approached it, 2 feet, 2.5 feet left of the corner. And it's, like I said, it's plenty noticeable in the daytime, but at night, not at all. If you need more of a description, let me know.
All right, copy that. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Definitely want to get that reported so nobody else trips on it. And now I'm a little worried about you. You said you're getting stiffer and stiffer. Are you going to be okay? Or if you want to mark off, it's totally understandable. I would just rather know now if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to have to pay the wages for me to go down there and come back. And I'm starting to think it might be better. I can't afford it, but I can't really, I don't feel like I'm properly scanning when I'm, you know, trying to turn and look.
Okay, well, why don't you get yourself pulled over? I completely understand. It's not about your wages. It's about your safety and everybody else's. And, you know, it, when you fall down like that, you can twist things and hurt things. So, you know, like I said, I fell down at work once. I understand. If you need to take the night off, we completely understand. We'd rather you be safe and fully aware. If you're not scanning right, let's get you pulled up, okay?
Copy. Yeah, I got 3 really large knots in my neck, too. I mean, they're visible. I had a driver look at it.
All right, copy that. Yeah, let's get you pulled over. Where all did you hurt yourself? I know you said you have a tear in your shorts. Where else are you, and then you have some large knots in your neck. Where else are you hurting?
No, I don't have a tear in my shorts. I fell on my knee. And then straight to my hand, and then to the elbow, and just kind of crumbled and folded into the pavement. My right shoulder, my neck, and my back starting to get stiff. But I've had back issues here for years. I've been in 2 wrecks that they didn't cover, that weren't my fault. And I've had back pain ever since then, but I'm getting stiff right now.